Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Your station for the best Ravens coverage.
Bringing the team to the fans.
It's news from the nest.
We're grateful for our media. We really are, most of the time.
With Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now from Window Nation, buy two windows, get two free, and pay nothing until 2027. Offer ending soon. Schedule your free estimate at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
From year to year, you take the off season and you assess, like, what's next? After year one, okay, what are we going to do in 2024? What do we need to clean up? What can we be better at? Same with this year. Okay, where can we take that next step? In some ways, we started that way, and it felt like that early. And we just got to get our mojo back a little bit.
That's Todd Monken talking about, you know, trying to upgrade the offense with each passing season. No pun intended. 2023, his first year, Lamar won MVP. 2024, had a better year than he did in 23. Didn't win it, but monster season. Derrick Henry rushed for almost 2,000 yards. They were explosive, averaged over 30 points a game. But this year, it's been a disaster for them.
And, Bob, I mean, we keep talking about we just graded it. I mean, you know, you got D's and F's and everything else. I mean, that's the biggest. What's the difference from last year to this year? The O-line play. It's been horrible. I mean, Lamar never got sacked last year. This year, 15 in three games.
Yeah, he unplayed
in a
couple
weeks.
That's
the problem. And how many times, you know, they corral him and because the linemen are losing so quickly and stuff, you know, and that affects the outside guys. We don't have much production from the receivers. Why? Lamar doesn't have time to throw.
I was going to ask you, too, as we get to the phones in a second, and only get in on this as well. What offensive player, and we were talking about this with the Orioles, who was better this year than they were last year? What offensive player, Lamar included, is better today than they were a year ago at this time? For whatever reason.
Yeah. I don't think
maybe,
there is one.
Say, maybe. I don't know.
That's what I was thinking. But that after the first couple weeks, he's fallen off a little bit. Although
that's because he's pressing, man. Because every time you get a ball, you know, you got to go make a play.
And I'll say this. I mean, for the yardage totals, he wasn't going to sustain what he had in the first couple weeks through the entire year. But the fumbling stuff that popped up here in this past week, that's just inexcusable. You know, if you're absent from the game plan because the ball's just not coming your way, Lamar's not on the field to begin with, I can understand that. But he was actively a detriment on Sunday.
And would Brady say he never fumbles? Hey, remember the AFC Championship game two years ago where he fumbled at the goal line?
Yeah.
Maybe the big crucial fumble that turned the tide of that game. But Bateman, hell no.
No.
Likely missed.
That's been a head-scratcher.
Bateman and Likely are the two biggest head-scratchers because you got Likely back. You're just not getting him. I mean, Cooper Rush, let me drop back three steps, throw it to Andrews. You know, whether he's covered or not, I'm throwing it to Andrews. Everybody else is open, I'm throwing it to Andrews.
Screw that guy. It's like a football. The last time I played Madden, Randy Moss was still with the Vikings. I just throw it to Randy Moss every time.
Yeah.
With Culpepper as the core. And he just catch the ball.
No audibles, no hot routes.
No, just throw it to Moss. But it's a video game. But it has been, kind of a tough gig. And even Mark Andrews, even if... What's he have? One good game?
Yeah. Yeah, and yeah, he's had one good game.
And last year was not a great year for him. He led tight ends in touchdown receptions because he was coming back from that hip drag. It cost him pretty much the end of 23, but yeah, he's not exactly lighting the world on fire anyway. So we've kind of ragged on the offense enough. Oh, we're returning our attention to the defense coming up later this hour. But let's get out to the phones. News for the Nats, Vinny, Haiti, Nolan. Let's go to Joe and Woodbury. Joe, what's up?
Hey, how you guys been, man? Because I've been fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for it. I'm all right. I got a new chair, Joe, so here in studio, because the studio chair sucked. So we got TV cameras in here now so they could see me being uncomfortable. Now they see me with a big smile on my face.
Okay. All right. Let us get to the matter at hand. You just mentioned something that I wasn't going to talk about, but I got to put it out there. What made Mark Andrews look as good as he did when he first started out? Lamar had nobody else to throw the damn ball to. He was the blanket. He was the security blanket. And what was that? The narrative? Lamar can't throw outside the numbers or whatever. So he was throwing everything down the middle. That's what made Mark Andrews look like a superstar. Because to me, he never was.
Well, he still had to catch the ball. Let's give him credit for that. I mean, you can throw the perfect pass. But
Andrews wasn't bad.
He was all right. He was a stud in college,
credit.
Too.
I watched him in college. I'm just saying, if Lamar had the receivers that we all wished he had, tight end wouldn't have got as many balls. That's all I'm saying. I ain't discrediting what he did. I'm just saying he was a necessity because he had nobody else, man. Look at all the crappy receivers we had one time when we had Crabtree, Brown, and what was it? Was Willie here with them? That
Willie Snead, yes, he was.
Yeah, man, that was the crap of all crap. But anyway, what are the odds of going 9-2, y'all? Because if we don't go 4 out of the next 4, I'm looking at a loss with Minnesota. I was looking at a loss with Chicago. But if we could beat Miami, hey, Vinny, who's looking to give up something on the trade deadline? I forgot.
Teams are probably out of it, you know. I mean, that's what Eric is working on.
Would you make a run at Bradley Chubb, speaking of Miami? He's got 4 sacks this year.
I'd make a run at anybody, you know.
Hey, no, no,
Chop
no, no.
Robinson, I call on anybody with a team that is
I'll
losing.
I'll take Bing Crosby right now.
Losing record or not in the playoff hunt, I would call them all.
So what is more important right now, the offensive line or the defensive line? Give me one
pass
or the other.
Pass rusher.
Okay. I give you that because that will help the back end. And we could just scheme up stuff to shed block and everything. And hopefully, if Lamar comes back, he'll know how to run for his life and throw the ball. What he's been doing since he's been here, if you know what I mean. So,
right.
The pass rusher. Well, y'all just settle my.
And the thing about
Joe,
D-tackle or outside backer, pass, you know, either or pass rusher.
Well, the Ravens have needs. Let's just put it that way. Chris Boombach will be joining us from a national perspective, USA Today, get his thoughts on why the Ravens are 1-5. And it's like, well, it's injuries. It's very, I'm telling you, I said it after the Detroit game. This is shaping up very Orioles-like. Well, injuries are a factor, but maybe they didn't address the real areas of concern. And people like me, I'll raise my hand, see we're on camera now. Hello. Maybe we overvalue this roster. Most talented team of all time. Vinny's hands raised. Nolan, you were kind of pumping the brakes a little bit on that hyperbole.
No. Everyone was high on the team. So anyone out there that I know, there's a few people that are obviously that are always going to be down on the team, right? But that's any year, okay? 99% of people out there thought that this was a Super Bowl quality team. And I've been saying it for weeks. There was no reason to believe otherwise. All of this stuff is revisionist history. What we're seeing out of this team is a complete shocker to me.
Yeah.
Like, okay, you want to regress in a couple areas. You want to come from top 3 in the league down to middle of the pack in certain stat categories. I can wrap my mind around that. To go from the best to the worst, it makes no sense.
Yeah. And to your point, Ravens could go 16-1. Get to the AFC Championship game and lose, and then the naysayer would pop out of nowhere. I told you so. Just to tell you, he told you so. We'll be back by ourselves. Let's count some dough.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or selling?
I'm not going to buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
1057 The Fan, Chris Boombacha, USA Today. Talk NFL with him at the bottom of the hour. Get back to the grades. Start talking defense here. We got the MLB playoffs to talk about. Still no home team's winner. Home team winners in the championship series is Toronto Puffy Pants, Seattle last night. Then Mike Harmon, real in fantasy football with him for Fox at 1:30. But right now, let's count some dough. Where's the money? Come on.
The Dow's down 111. The S&P's down 15. NASDAQ is up 4. Under Armour, Bob, for the last year, is down $4.10.
That's good news.
Today, they're down a penny. $4.63.
I'm glad I bought 20 more shares.
Well, Bob, you know what's kind of funny about that is the high for the 52-week high, $10.62. The 52-week low, $4.56, and right now it's at $4.62.
There was a time, probably closer to 10 years ago, where Under Armour was like $60 a share. Yeah.
Found a $5 bill in my jacket pocket today, if anyone cares.
That's good luck.
I'm in the green. All right. We're starting Major League Baseball today, where Tyler Glasnow, he's going to try to follow up what his fellow Dodgers pitchers have done in the first two games of the NLCS. Blake Snell was outstanding in Game 1 and did it with very little run support. Then Yamamoto in Game 2 one-upped Blake Snell. A complete game, outstanding performance. Now it's Glasnow's turn, and his track record so far in this postseason is clean. No runs allowed in 7 2/3 total innings. All of that in the Phillies series, and encouraging for him, really, because if you look at his playoff experience with the Rays earlier in his career, kind of lackluster. Buy or sell, Bob, he might not go as deep as Snell or Yamamoto, but Glasnow will hold Milwaukee scoreless however long he's out there.
I'm going to sell that, because the Brewers are due to bust out here, I would think, offensively. Chorio, he let off with a home run. That was all she wrote. Yelich has to get going here. I think Contreras, they're going to get some things going on offensively. So Glasnow, Terang, unfortunately for you, you're the guy like Kirby was last night, Nolan. You're going to be the guy they take out all their frustrations on offensively. I'm not saying they're going to lose, but Milwaukee's going to score on him.
Over to the NFL, where things have gone from bad to worse for the Jets as they fall to 0-6 on the season, the only team in the league currently without a win. And they were the only team for the longest time there without a turnover either, but finally got one this past Sunday, even though it was an embarrassing overall effort against the Broncos. Look, we know how bad the Jets are. 10 years since their last winning record, 15 since their last playoff appearance. Bob will tell you the last time they won.
1969, the Beatles were still... The Beatles hadn't even done the rooftop concert yet.
I don't need the full spiel.
There you go. Just letting you know, Q.
Thank you. Their worst finish, though, in that last 15 years, 2-14. That was their record in 2020. Things really bottomed out there. Buy or sell, Vinny, this year's Jets team will finish with 2 wins or less.
I'm going to buy it. You know why? Because they've taken a good defense and made it bad, and I think the players realize that it's bad, and they're going to, you know, the quarterback stinks, and then they're going to end up giving up too. And players know if a coach can really coach or not. Was Aaron Glenn kind of masked by Campbell and Ben Johnson? And they were scoring 30-some points a game, you know? So I'll say they win one or none.
Let's see here. MLB playoffs in full swing, but it won't be long before that hot stove starts to heat up. Some players getting a jump on their contract status for 2026, opting out or picking up their option. Talking Alex Bregman here. He opted out of the remaining 2 years of his deal with Boston, signed for 3 at $120 million total. Salary that he's turning down for next year, if you're curious, a little over $41 million, which would make him the highest paid at third base in the entire league. So he wants even more than that. He was already going to be the highest paid. Can he go higher? Bob, are you buying or selling that Bregman actually gets more than that 40 million?
I'm selling that. Now, he might get a longer deal, maybe 3-4 years, and extended money will go more than the 80 mil that Boston's due to pay him. I think he's opted out of a perfect situation with the Red Sox. I mean, you've got the Green Monster there. Got off to a slow start. Remember, he sucked defensively, and everybody's like, oh, you moved Devers to first base for this guy. He led the American League in errors for like the first month of the season, but got playoff experience, which makes him desirable. But man, I mean, how do you walk away from 80 mil that confidently thinking that you're going to duplicate? And for a 1 year salary, to answer your question, no way he's getting $41 million. None.
Well, I wonder how Boston feels about it. But honestly, what options do they have? Do they really want to go back to the free agency well? Because it took him a while to just land. I mean, he waited forever to sign last year.
Yeah, he was last-minute guy.
All right, let's see here. We're closed with this one in the NFL. Bijan Robinson, that was Vinny's Offensive Player of the Week. And for good reason, he dominated that game against the Bills. Now has 484 rushing yards on the year. Throw in 338 receiving yards. And he's becoming maybe the most complete he's been so far in his NFL career. Only 3 players in NFL history have posted 1,000 rushing and receiving yards in the same year: Roger Craig, Marshall Faulk, and most recently Christian McCaffrey. All of those were done in 16-game seasons. Buy or sell, Vinny, not only will Bijan join that group, he will also do it in 16 games.
I'll buy it. I'll buy it. If they give him opportunity, he'll get it done. You know, I think the guy's a special, special. He's got to stay healthy. If he stays healthy, he'll get it done because he is an elite guy with the ball in his hands.
It's V88 1057 The Fan. We'll come back, talk NFL. Chris Boombacha from USA Today. Get his thoughts on the NFL through the first 6 weeks. Week 7 starts tonight. Pittsburgh at Cincinnati, taking on Joe Flacco and the Bengals. Already one coach out, Brian Callahan in Tennessee. Who's next? We're all assuming it's going to be McDaniel.
Yep.
In Miami. Tua was apologizing. Well, you know, it's kind of my bad for throwing everybody under the bus. Paraphrasing a little bit. Talk to Chris about that. Then we got grades. NFL lunch. We're moving to the defense.
Yeah.
And they're, the stats say that the grade should be all failing, but we'll stick around and find out for that. Baseball playoff talk at 1:15. And then Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio. Talk real and fantasy football.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game.
They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You can hear the game on 105.7 The Fan, the Ravens. Much needed bye. For sure, along with Buffalo, joining us now to talk about the NFL through 6 weeks. Already one coach gone, Callahan in Tennessee, USA Today. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome back to the show, Chris Boombacha. Chris, how you feeling today?
What's going on, guys? Always great to be on.
Appreciate your time as always, Chris. And, you know, we mentioned the Bills. They're on a bye. They've lost two in a row. Philly's lost two in a row. If one team's really in a crisis mode of the two, and they may meet in the Super Bowl when it's all said and done, but as we sit here on October the 16th, which one might have some real issues moving forward?
Oh, man, that's tough because both definitely have real issues. Yeah, right. But I guess if we're going to go more crisis mode, I'll just go with the Bills because it's like – can Josh Allen be your Superman every single time out? I mean, probably not. So, I mean, like, the big crisis for the Bills right now is that they can't run the ball. Actually, really, both these teams, the Eagles and the Bills, or at least they're opting not to with their premier backs, and they really need to do some, I think, self-reflection and get back to, like, what makes them so good. And then, you know, the Bills are, I'll just say, are in a worse spot because, like, that run defense is looking really leaky right now, and I just don't think that they're going to hold up at all on the defensive side of the ball, whereas I think the Eagles will eventually figure something out there.
Hey, Chris, what are the odds that the Ravens get a pass, whether it be an outside pass rusher or defensive tackle pass rusher? I'm sure Eric's working on it. What are the odds that they can fulfill that over the next week or so?
You know, probably pretty good. Especially because this is kind of where Eric makes some smart moves. But I was talking about this the other day. Like, is sacrificing future draft capital when you still know Lamar Jackson's going to be here, you know Tyler Linderbaum's going to be here, you know that your Kyle Hamilton's going to be here. Like, you still have that young core. Do you really want to sacrifice more mid-round draft picks for a guy this year to make a run at the AFC North? I also see the other side of the coin. AFC North is weak this year.
Yep.
Go for it. Go for that, you know, number four seed, that division title, still get that home playoff game. Why not? I think I can see it getting done, something on the edge, just because they desperately need it, man. Or it could even be in the middle without Matabike. So.
No doubt. Now, Chris, what do you think, like, today? I mean, it's kind of amazing is Pittsburgh can't run the ball very well, but Aaron Rodgers, you know, his short, quick passes and stuff, I guess it's kind of turned into their run game.
Yeah, it really has. Rodgers, other than Carson Wentz, and who only has him beat by like 0.02 of a second, but his fastest time to throw in the league, and like that's not even close. His average intended air yards is lowest in the league by a lot as well. it's, you know, that's what he wants. He doesn't want to be back there having to escape rushes and take unnecessary hits. That's kind of what got him in trouble during that four-play Jets season that he had in 2023. So, yeah, I think that's, like, just the way that they're going to go about their business on the offensive side of the ball. Is it sustainable? Like, I really don't know. Nobody's really been able to do too much. But then again, like, they haven't had to do a lot either other than, you know, week one. But, yeah, Steelers, I'm still trying to figure out. That's why I'm excited for tonight, because it's like the defense hasn't played that well. The offense hasn't played that well. But here they are at 4-1. Like, what's going on? Let's figure out what they're up to. So I know turnover, being on the plus side of the turnover margin, was big for them in the week three win at New England. So, you know, maybe they'll stay a little ball happy and keep back rolling.
Now, are we back to, like, where we started the last couple of years? Are we back to everything goes through Kansas City again?
Maybe. I think the Chiefs are still really good, like what everybody wanted.
Now they get Rice back, you know?
Exactly. When everybody wanted off of that bandwagon, I said, no. I will be here until Halloween at the earliest before I get off, because Patrick Mahomes is actually playing really well right now. I'd argue maybe better than he has the last three regular seasons. Like that first, the first Eagles Super Bowl year, like I think is as well that he's played. And I think the team statistics really back that up. And yeah, like you said, getting Rice back is going to be big for them. I like the way Hollywood Brown looks in that offense. They too have struggled to run the ball a little bit at the start of the season. So if they're able to figure out a balance there, even though Kareem Hunt has been, you know, just a classic Andy Reid addition where he knows the guy can come in and knows his system and produce some quality reps from there. So I'm liking the Chiefs right now. I actually need to see more from them on the defensive side of the ball before I say that the AFC definitely runs through them though.
Hey, Chris, what do you think about two kind of teams that are really looking good right now, Seattle and Tampa?
Man, who would have thought that Baker Mayfield and Sam Darnold are like the top two statistical quarterbacks in the league right now and run the top two offenses in yards per play in the NFL? It would not have been me a couple of years ago. No. So kudos to those guys for getting in good situations and rising to that opportunity presented to them. So with Seattle, I mean, look, I don't have to tell anybody in Baltimore about Mike McDonald and what he can do on the defensive side of the ball. I think moving on from Ryan Grubb to Clint Kubiak at offensive coordinator was like a really great choice and a cool move for a first-year head coach going into his second year to make and realize that he needs to switch things up and bring in a guy who can maximize Darnold's play action ability and just also like give him some quick reads to get rid of the ball. And then Baker Mayfield in Tampa Bay, I mean, that guy's my MVP right now. I think he's everybody's. That's not even close to a hot take at the moment. And look who he's doing it with. Like, he's making this rookie receiver, Emeka Egbuka, who granted really good, 19th overall pick in the draft, making him look like a top five wideout in the league, period. And he's doing it without Mike Evans, without Chris Godwin. Really impressive stuff. His scrambling ability right now is really what's taking them to that next level. It won that Monday night game for them, essentially, in Houston. I think that was week three. It is just the next step from how he's improved over the last 3 years.
Now, another quarterback you talk about from 2 years. How about Danny Dimes, man, at Indy?
Man, I really maligned that guy in the Colts all of August, so I'm just looking like a fool right now. But I will say this, in a little bit of self-defense here, I always said I liked the parts around it, right? Like, the Colts have a sneaky great offensive line. I don't even think it's sneaky. They have a really good offensive line, and that's even with losing a couple guys during the offseason on the interior. They have... in my opinion, and this is biased because I'm a Wisconsin Badger as well, but they have the best running back in the league in Jonathan Taylor. Michael Pittman, Josh Downs, these guys are all great receivers. And I think on the defensive side of the ball, they've done a couple of really nice things. Lou Anarumo, bringing him in as a defensive coordinator, I think he's a great coach. I know that things got weird at the end in Cincinnati there, but I think that was more of like a personnel not gelling with his scheme and just like really negligence on the part of the front office to make sure that your coach who's in charge of that unit has the guys that he needs to be successful. So I like the Colts a lot, man. They're that the AFC might be going through them right now, but I will say this with Danny Dimes. Look, I got to keep seeing it to keep believing it, but it's been really good so far. So also kudos to him for figuring it out.
Yeah, Ravens keep crapping the bed. I'm gonna start wearing my Burt Jones Colts jersey, Baltimore Colts, as the season rolls on. Last thing for you, Chris Boombacha, USA Today. Of the Bears, Patriots, most likely to get to the playoffs. Redeem yourself after this Danny Dimes criticism.
No, look, I'm pretty high on the Pats right now. I think that the Patriots schedule is definitely very friendly to them. So like their path is just going to be a lot easier. I'm looking at the Pats a little bit like the 2024 Washington Commanders, honestly, where they do win like just an exorbitant amount of games in their head coach's first year with their quarterback from the 2024 class. But like, really more so just because of baseline competence that has suddenly entered the organization, and then B, like the schedule that they play and just a little bit of luck on their side, right? Commanders got some ball luck last year. I imagine that'll start coming through for the Pats as well against these teams that are just not as good as them. So I like the Pats to make it in the AFC over compared to the Bears, at least, and with like a more crowded wild card picture in the NFC.
Just throwing this out there, probably means nothing, but 40 years ago, Bears and Patriots, World Series. Super Bowl. How about that? If that happens, you know, again, we'll be rich men if we make that bet right now, I think.
Oh, yeah. You know, I don't think anybody's calling this Bears crew the Monsters of Midway, or that they'll be doing any dance shuffles other than what we see on TikTok. So
the Super Bowl shuffle not coming back. No. Chris Boombacha, USA Today. Chris, appreciate the time as always. Enjoy the rest of your Total Request Thursday. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys. Talk soon.
Thanks, Chris. There's Chris Boombacha on that Patriots bandwagon.
Yep.
How about that? Next time we see the Bears, well, they play the Saints, so we're assuming they'll win, speaking of New Orleans. And then they come to Baltimore. They could be 4-2.
Yes, they
are. And if Lamar's not, and if Lamar isn't playing, they'll be favorite in that game. We'll come back, reset for you. Then we're handing out more grades. We're moving to the defense, and yikes! I'm thinking a lot of rollers on the knuckles on this one.
You know, I think it helped being in a similar system. You know, Jesse Minner out there in Los Angeles with those guys, so I think there was some carryover there. It was a seamless transition. You know, him investing, you know, the morning, afternoon, after practice, late at night, Zoom, whatever it was.
Chuck Pagano talking about Alohi Gilman.
Yep.
Made his Ravens debut this past Sunday against the Rams, coming over in that Chargers trade for Dape Owe. And, you know, he's not going to fit into the grades. He's only played one game. But as you heard Chuck Pagano say, the familiarity with the systems, Baltimore and the Chargers, obviously the connections are pretty vast in that one. But he came in, played well, and because they acquired him, Vinny, it allows Kyle Hamilton, who we'll talk about in a few minutes when we get to the defensive grades NFL lunch, to maybe move closer to the line of scrimmage, which you said they should have been doing all along bleeping way.
And who didn't play at all? You know, Keon Martin didn't play. Lowry's gone. He went
Colts.
Yeah, so, I mean, those guys that started that game, they're not, and they don't deserve to be, because we talked about it after. Lowry was like step late on everything. It was too big for him. And Keon Martin had a lot of dumb penalties also, you know. So, although Gilman, Bob, because of the familiarity, like they said, he came in on Wednesday, practiced, took every rep, played every snap in the game. Thought he added a lot to the defense. Did he miss a few here and there? Yeah. But he played hard, hustled, and he'll feel, you know, against the Bears, he'll be much better because he'll have so much more familiarity.
So coming up in a few minutes, we're going to get to NFL lunch. We're going to start grading the defense. We're going to start with the defensive line. and then we're going to move on to other positions. We'll talk about MLB playoffs at 1:15. Then Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio, will be joining us to talk real and fantasy football with him. Mike will actually be in town because Mike's from Chicago originally, went to Northwestern. He's been out in L.A. with the beautiful people for a while. He'll be in town, hopefully, because I just texted him. Get him to come see us at the casino.
Yeah, it'll be good.
As we're doing the Baltimore Game Day Uncensored tailgate / pregame show brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Freeman. We'll talk to Keith Kavanaugh tomorrow about Maryland, but Terps are at UCLA. They're getting 3.5 points, so we know the importance of that game. But Matt Rhule splattered all over the Pat McAfee show. Nebraska's 5-1, and they're ranked. They go to Happy Valley next to last game of the season.
Ooh.
And was looking, I was anyway, social media yesterday, and they're doing the leaders in the clubhouse to replace James Franklin, who was fired on Sunday. And across the board, he's the guy. But your boy at Iowa State's been mentioned a lot.
Yeah, Matt Campbell.
And John Gruden apparently getting some speculating, trying, you know, like Rich Dubroff said with the Oriole managerial thing, mm-hmm. It's guesswork. But, man, that would be an interesting hire, to say the least. John Gruden hasn't coached in, what, 3 years, 4 years?
He's won a Super Bowl.
Left under a cloud of controversy in the National Football League, but he's a name.
I would say this, Bob, that whoever takes that job next year and the year after, it is going to be it's the toughest job in the country next year, I think. Because of expectations are off the charts of what they want. You know, I mean, if you don't win a national championship within 2 years, they want you gone. And they want it done now, you know. And, well, Franklin could have got us 10 or 11, you know.
And the irony there is Joe Paterno took him forever to win a national championship. He was there for 20 years before he won his first national championship. They won it in 82.
Is that when
they won it that season? It took them forever to win the national title. Yeah, but they didn't win.
No, they were up around the rim all the time.
They finished undefeated 1 year, and that's when the pollsters voted, and they lost to Texas, I think. Then they had the team in 78 that beat Maryland. That was the year that I started hating them. Maryland was like seventh. They were third. National TV. I think it was Frank Broyles and Keith Jackson and Chuck Vecina, number 14. Play for the Baltimore Stars, Nolan, of the USFL. At the pep rally, called them the twerps. And I'd never heard anyone refer to Maryland as the twerps. Now people do it all the time. I was like, that mother bleeper. And I hated them. And then they wound up kicking Maryland's ass. I hated them ever since. But Joe Pa went forever. And they were undefeated. Alabama beat him in the Sugar Bowl. Right. They wound up sharing it with USC that year. But he had gone forever. So now it's like, you don't win it in 2 years, you're gone. Joe Pa was there forever and didn't win. And then wound up winning, what, two of them, I believe. And his 94 team, quite frankly, should have been national champs with Kajana Carter and the quarterback, one that lost to the Ravens in the Super Bowl.
Kerry Collins. Yeah. Bob, when we played, when I was at Notre Dame and we would play them, and we played them every year, they were always really good.
They never sucked.
No.
With Joe Paterno.
No. No.
They had air quotes down years where they finished maybe 8-3 or 7-4, but they were always in a bowl game.
I didn't like Joe Pa.
Usually in the, why not? Coke bottle glasses?
No. When I went to Notre Dame, Bob, like, because I was one of the 9 assistants, I could go on the road. And at that time, you could go on the road at any time. How about, Bob, you could go on the road at any time. I would go out in August, you know, and we just coached with 8 because Lou was coaching the offense. And I would go to, you know, all the high school practices in August, you know, and go around and everything. And then we start, you know, getting all these recruits. And Paterno said, that isn't fair. You know, how can, you know, he's out there, but we can't because, you know, Lou says, hey, you can do the same thing. Take a coach off the road and put him on the road. And Joe Pa got the rule changed. Went to October.
We dimed on you.
Yeah. Yep.
Joe Pa.
Said it wasn't fair.
There are a lot of things that aren't fair. I don't want to go down the rabbit hole of Sandusky, but we'll keep it the toy story here. When we come back, got our own problems. But the Ravens defense are going to start handing out grades. Stick around for that. Talk baseball playoffs. Toronto blows out Seattle. A home team is yet to win in the championship series. Maybe the Dodgers will do it tonight. And then Mike Harmon, speaking of L.A., he's out there with the beautiful people. Fox Sports Radio. Get his thoughts on tonight's game in regards to a daily fantasy perspective and some of the fantasy duds so far this season.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.